Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
We got the big Entercom holiday party mob tonight, so...
You're having a Christmas party tonight?
Oh, it's not a Christmas party. It's a non-denominational holiday mixer. More inclusive.
I've never seen this radio station so well dressed. I'm not saying I dressed up that well. I'm just not wearing jeans or a t-shirt or a sweatshirt with a hoodie today.
You guys look like... What do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
I like holiday stories of people going nuts because it happens every year. Someone gets uncomfortably drunk and mouths off to a boss or vomits balls on a dance floor.
Hey, baby! I like this kind of party!
We've got a wide range here. We'll have everyone from multi-millionaire radio executives to hourly wage part-timers that'll be in the same place, all with an open bar.
Hey, Hamilton, have a holly jolly Christmas. Is Alan still handling the Fisher account?
So there is quite the potential for embarrassment here.
Looks like some babies getting made tonight!
Babies are not getting made tonight, not here on company property. If you're going to have intercourse, please go beyond the flood lamps at the perimeter of the plaza and into the Rite Aid parking lot.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Pretty tame from what I saw.
Yeah, Connor McKnight overserved a little bit, but in a good way.
He was happy drunk.
Yeah, he was fun drunk last night.
Yeah.
And like we said earlier, he let everybody know, that was before the handshake, I'm really, plane's in the air.
He's like, I've had a few.
Empty stomach.
We know.
That's why the sauce is dripping down my chin. I'm trying to put something in my belly that isn't alcohol.
But it's all good. Like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be. No disclaimer necessary,
that's
buddy.
Right. Indeed.
We could tell Shep would have been there. It would have gotten out of hand. That's when it would have gone crazy, Shep. We needed you there to just light that fuse.
Yeah, that's what you needed. That's what the party needed with me. Pouring gasoline on the fire.
Or like the time when Shep actually literally lit a fuse and wound up on a curtain rod.
That's right. I won't name the guy that we were with because now he works for certain school districts. So we can't be doing that.
Okay. Well, all right. Gotcha.
It was actually curtain rod. That's what we called him.
Curtain
rod. It's an odd nickname.
Yeah, very good.
It would be one of Mac's friends, curtain actually. Doorbell Tom, Long Way Jimmy, and curtain rod.
Halitosis Joe. Yeah, I got guys. Eczema Mike. Gotta have guys.
Eczema Mike.
Yeah.
So classic.
He's scaly.
Sure. Yeah, I'd imagine that's what Eczema Mike looked like. Mm-hmm. Well, at least he knows.
And I kiss him on the lips every time I see him.
Oh, that's
scales
the lip kisser.
And all. That's a lip kisser, yeah.
Nice. That's very friendly of you.
Gotta be that way, man. Those are the best friends you have are the ones you grow up with, right?
Well, yeah.
Little eczema's not going to get in the way of my affection for him. Are you kidding me? Come on.
No worries.
Rub those scales up against me.
This hour on
you
the
are my reptilian lover.
Reptilian lover. Wow. Chameleon. This hour on the Score brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. So Shep just put this poll question on McNeil and Parkins on Twitter. Will Aaron Rodgers ever win an NFC North title again as a starting quarterback? I have voted yes.
Okay, click me in for no, since I don't have Twitter up in front of me.
Once you vote,
I'll go do it on my own next break.
Yeah, very early returns. 53% say no, 47% say yes. We'll see how it goes throughout the show.
I have a feeling it will be Bears fan heavy, and there's going to be more than 53% who say no. I think mine is partly fan silliness. Also, if you want to analyze the division, I think the arrows are pointing up more for the two teams that are in the standings today ahead of Green Bay. for the next several years. I think the Vikings are going to be okay offensively. I don't love Kirk Cousins, and I spent a good portion of Tuesday trashing Kirk Cousins, but you could do worse. And he does have good skilled players around him. I think the running back is going to be very special with the right coordinator to get him involved. Thielen and Diggs are going to be good for a little while still, and their defense is still very solid and young enough where I think the Vikings are going to be a threat. And you know our guys are going to be a threat, right? This is just the beginning.
It feels like it's just the beginning, but it felt like last year was just the beginning in Jacksonville for the Jaguars.
That's very true.
Like, it can change so quickly.
Well, it
in
changes.
The NFL.
It changes quickly if Mitch Trubisky is really Blake Bortles. That's what undid the Jaguars more than anything.
No question. And I'm all for kicking the Packers while they're down now. I'm just surprised that people think they're going to be down for a while, and they think that Rodgers is that close to the end, given how we see elite talent quarterbacks play very well into their late 30s or early 40s. And I put him on that same level of talent, if not above, guys like Breeze, Brady, and Roethlisberger.
And so, Peyton Manning, and yes.
Yeah, so like I expect him to age well in the sport, and I don't know who the favorite will be as soon as next year in this division. I mean, they've got two first-round picks. They'll get a new coach, which will be an upgrade. They'll spend money in free agency to try to give Aaron Rodgers one last run, and the GM is, you know, now empowered and entrenched, and he's there. And
Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, and he'll have to win. So for this week, I am with you guys. Like, I think it's a Bears cover going away.
But you're not ready to bury Green Bay as a franchise for the next several years.
No.
You wouldn't be surprised if they came back and won the division next year, is what you're saying.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Like, I wouldn't be either, but I'm not going to bet on them. In fact, I'm willing to bet against them.
All right. Well, you say we got 5 years in this show, at least, minimum. So you want to just do it at 0.5 so it pays out if he wins one, and if he either leaves the Packers or leaves the division, I'll pay out the under.
That's fair. I'm thinking right now if I deserve some sort of handicap in this, because that's a pretty ballsy bet saying he'll never win another one, period. You have to admit that.
I mean,
I think I should be something like plus 145.
In true
one.
Spirit of the show, the winner really shouldn't get anything.
Right.
The true spirit of this whole thing.
Right. There are only losers.
You're not playing to win. You're playing not to lose.
Yeah, that is the true spirit of the show. But I mean, these long-term bets, this bet could take 4 years to pay out. I was thinking, you know, maybe a nice chunk of change. You know, you said a big bet for you is $300. You want to?
Yeah, that's about as much as I'm willing to wager on a game.
On a game, but on a season long proposition, maybe put a little bit more on it.
And this is a 5-season potentially.
That's what I'm saying. So is this $1,000 wager? $500 wager? What do you?
Give me tonight to sleep on it if you don't mind.
No,
I'll think
not at
about
all.
Yeah,
take your time.
Yeah, we got another 5 hours tomorrow, so yeah. I'll give you an answer tomorrow on what I'll finish with. But I'm betting against it because of the two teams that I have a lot more respect for right now, roster wise.
Yeah, and then obviously, and Shep put in his starting quarterback. I'm not saying he ends his career as the Lions backup or something, and they win a division.
Does he have to be quarterback of the Packers? Like, crazy things play out, he turns into Brett Favre and leads the Vikings to an NFC championship appearance. Like,
I mean,
would that count?
I think the spirit of the wager is with the Packers.
With Green Bay, absolutely.
Yeah. So I'll say, yeah, Aaron Rodgers wins a NFC North title as a starter with the Packers. So I'll put in all those qualifiers to move it in your favor a little bit if that evens it out for you guys. But yeah, and it's not that I'm rooting for it. It's just Tanny talked about, you know, his whole life of Packers owning the Bears. Shep and I's whole life, I've never seen the quarterback the Packers have a bad quarterback for more than a season because of injury.
That's they've had some bad ones. You guys may not believe this, but it is true. I mean, the parade of 90s quarterbacks you grew up with up in Lake Forest, it was the same thing.
Right.
Well, they didn't have the volume of them, but there was the same quality of player or absence of quality of player the Packers rolled out for a long time.
Which is an amazing thing, and I know it's true because I can look at Pro Football Reference and see it.
Yeah.
But in terms of actually seeing it with my own eyes.
Right. You knew it happened.
Right. I believe history. I'm not some sort of, you know, truth or denier or anything like that. But it's an odd thing to imagine and picture. And, you know, my only worry on my side of the bet, honestly, would be that Rodgers is just like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to play until I'm 42. Like I'm retiring from football. I've made generational wealth five times over. I'm intelligent. I'm going to just get out while I'm still relatively healthy.
I don't need to break my neck and go through life suffering. He's probably, his body's already taken a tremendous beating.
Yeah, so that would be my worry, that he retires in 2 or 3 years or something like that. But I think he is a competitive SOB who is not going to want to go out like this. And I think he also got what he wanted with Mike McCarthy being shown the door.
A huge ton of money that they spent on him and can't spend elsewhere to fix some of their other problems. Also got that.
That is definitely going to be a part of this. But the NFL salary cap goes up so much every year now, it's hard to be in a bad cap position.
It still hamstrings you when you're talking about that kind of money.
No question. No, undeniably. I mean, he gets a ton of money and he's awesome. So at least I'd rather have him get a ton of money than a guy like Kirk Cousins get a ton of money, or Alex Smith get a ton of money, or Matt Ryan get a ton of money. Like, those are middle of the pack talent at quarterbacks. And we could all agree that Aaron Rodgers, in terms of arm talent, is still up at the top in the NFL.
Yeah, for now.
And you, Shep is even stronger than you. Like, you think he is close to done, right?
If I were going to the Bears game on Sunday, and I'm unfortunately not, I would bring a shovel because I'd be burying the Packers and this Packers thing as we know it.
I love it.
Like, this is
I love it.
For all of, like Tanny mentioned, all the bad memories, whether it's Favre on Monday Night Football year in and year out, kicking the Bears' ass, Rodgers, Randall Cobb running down the length of the field untouched, any of those awful memories, like, I honest to God, like, in the heart of hearts, I feel like this is going to be the reckoning. Like, this is going to be so satisfying for Bears fans on Sunday when it's like 35-3 and just completely beating the crap out of this team. Because they are better in every part of the game besides the quarterback position.
And it's also perfect, isn't it? It's like a coronation. It's all leading up to this moment. What could possibly go wrong? It's just so perfect, isn't it? Oh, it's going to be so great.
It's poetic almost.
I'm with Shep.
No one would love it more than I would, but I'm just saying, like, whenever things set themselves up. Yeah,
you've seen the movie too many times. You're not going to believe it until you see it go the other way.
Yeah, and I hate being that guy because I'm always like critical of people that are those people, you know, like, you have to take things what they are, but I'm sorry, you know, Bears, Packers, throw it out the window.
Tanny, we don't need your negativity in this city.
Man,
Packers thing, like, they are at such a turning point for their franchise right here. You have a quarterback. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is great. He's going to go down as a top five quarterback. Some people will argue greatest of all time. I'm not one of those that will argue greatest of all time. I'll say he's in the discussion, sure. But he's 36 years old next year. Like, you don't just find the fountain of youth. I get what Tom Brady's doing is absolutely insane. He's in the perfect system. He's the perfect coach to be paired up with for all of that to work. All that goes in his favor. Now a coaching change and Aaron Rodgers is all of a sudden, all right, well, now he's going to play like he's 28 again.
So you're telling me the Packers hire Lincoln Riley from Oklahoma to be their head coach and they draft two guys in the first round that you like, but one on each side of the ball, and they make a free agent signing of note. You're telling me you're
as
not
explosive as last year's Jimmy Graham acquisition?
Well, no, I mean,
my dream, my pinky.
Obviously a better one than Jimmy Graham. But say they actually get Kyle Fuller, who they wanted to get, or someone like that. You think it's beyond the realm of possibility? Like, you think Aaron Rodgers is done being a concern and factor for the Bears? The next year, it's Mitch Trubisky and Kirk Cousins.
I mean, when you're going
out
down the Packers roster, yes, he is going to be the concern. But he's not going to be Aaron Rodgers' MVP candidate. No. Those days, I think, are done. Like, of him, you looking at him and having, like, odds of him. Oh, yeah, he's going to win MVP this year. That's the best player in the NFL. I don't think we're going to have those discussions anymore.
I kind of side with him on that. I'm kind of between you guys on this. Would I fall out of my chair if they wound up regrouping and winning a division next year? No, I am betting against it. Mostly, well, I agree with what Nick says about the roster. I'm not in love with their roster. I have so much more faith in Ryan Pace and what he's done with his roster and what might be able to do this offseason. I make the Bears, regardless of how this finishes this year, regardless if the Bears trip on their peepees in their playoff date and go out early, I make them the favorites for next year in the NFC North, and I put the Vikings right behind them. regardless of what happens the rest of the way.
Okay. I mean, I...
How can you not?
Well, because we don't know what they're going to do. Like, the Bears don't have a first-round pick.
You don't know what the Bears are going to do.
But the Bears don't have a first-round pick. They don't have a second-round pick.
The first pick of the second round. The Raiders are picking, what, third or fourth?
No, that's next year. They don't have a first round pick or a second round pick this year, and they are in not they spent a ton of money this past year. They gave Allen Robinson his deal, Khalil Mack his deal. They're offseason
be a year two of this offense that should grow.
Dude, I'm with you on that.
All of this improving as well.
Listen, you know I'm with you on that.
One guy gets hurt and it's all over. Your quarterback gets hurt, you're done.
You know I believe that this offense is going to be much better next year, and I'm a believer in Mitch and Pace and Nagy and where they are. I think the Bears are set up to be really good for a long time. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. What I am absolutely disagreeing with is in a league where Eli Manning is still quarterbacking at 37 and Phillip Rivers is still quarterback. Like, it's not the exception anymore for guys to put up massive seasons into their late 30s. And Rodgers,
at a high level, it is.
When's the last massive season Aaron Rodgers had? By the way,
2 years ago,
he's going to throw for 32 touchdowns and 4,500 yards this
year. That's not a massive
year.
A massive year is when he put up like 45 or whatever it was.
He has one interception.
You're talking about Aaron Rodgers as if it's the 2011 guy that was unworldly. Like,
he has the highest
player,
career pass
no questions
rating
asked
of all
in
time.
The NFL.
He's not talking about his career. He's talking about now.
Right.
I understand, but I'm
talking about 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers in 2019.
It's not like it's derailed where his all-time standing is. It's not like he has dropped off so much that he is not still performing at a really, really high level.
Yeah, you still take Aaron Rodgers over plenty, almost all quarterbacks in the NFL.
That's my point.
But his level is not what it was. It's not even...
Agreed.
That's a compliment to him on what level he was at.
Agreed.
But
he's not clearly the best anymore. I agree with that.
I would argue, I mean, forget even clearly the best. He's not the best.
Texter asked a good question, and we should have gotten to this the other day because the conversation was kind of similar. What if Green Bay grabs Le'Veon Bell in the offseason? How does that change your feelings about the division? Radically, doesn't it?
I mean, yes, I don't expect them to not do anything. Like, maybe I'll say the Bears are the favorites next year. I hope I do. I can't bury that guy yet until he's actually done, and we're talking about a guy with 3,700 yards, 23 touchdowns, and one pick like he's done. That's just I don't think he's done.
You might come 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon after his Fangioplasty, you might feel a little differently.
I hope to. We hear from you guys on this. Are you dismissing the Packers not only for this week but for the rest of time with Aaron Rodgers as the Packers quarterback? It's McNeil and Park. It's on the Score.
Fangioplasty.
Snap to Rodgers. Steps up, lofts it, left side, end zone, touchdown!
Yes!
Touchdown to Randall Cobb, and the record all-time consecutive passes without an interception, Aaron Rodgers, 359 in a row, and he does it in style to Randall Cobb.
Number one, the biggest thing that stands out to me is once you have this amount of volume of games and you see that Aaron just doesn't turn the ball over, he protects the football, you start there in any for any team, you're going to have a chance to win.
Wayne Larrabee on the call leading into Bears head coach Matt Nagy, Bears Packers this week. Shep, Mac, and I like the Bears comfortably in this one. Tanny's worried because of ingrained Packers and Aaron Rodgers fear. Shep and Mac would vote that Rodgers doesn't win another NFC North title ever as Packers quarterback. I think that's an easy bet that he will. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and a lot of people checking in via text, via telephone calls. Some people mad at you. Some people mad at me. Me people mad at Shep. That's football. It gets people's juices going, doesn't it?
Almost 1,300 votes at McNeil_Parkins on Twitter. Will Aaron Rodgers ever win an NFC North title again as a starting quarterback? 52% say no. So about 50-50. Between us. Bottom of the hour on the Score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this winter as they host Oklahoma, Indiana, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale at nusports.com. Pick a call, Mac, any call.
Let's try Don, who's been waiting patiently in Aurora. Don, good afternoon. You're on the Score, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Love the show.
Matt, I think you might be missing a couple things. You know, we can undoubtedly say Packers have a better quarterback, and this coming from a, not a diehard Bear fan, but a Bear, you know, football fan. And, you know, he scares us for sure, Rodgers. But I think the Pats got an advantage at running back and at wide receiver. And getting McCarthy out of there, I think they're going to be unpredictable. I haven't seen them do a couple things this year. They haven't run that many screen passes. And defensively, I think the Bears could be, you can run on them. And I think if they get Aaron Jones going, I think it'd be a problem for the Bears.
Don, thank you for checking in. And a few people did want to remind us via text that we just blitz right past Aaron Jones. That's because Mike McCarthy did the same thing this year
Jamal
and
Williams.
Last. Yeah, he just doesn't seem to know what he has. And maybe Aaron Jones is a much better player than we have any idea he can be, given his limited time in the league and the Packers, you know, lack of a desire to get him more involved with what they do.
What would you say the Packers are lacking most? Like, where are they weakest in your opinion?
I think their offensive line is their biggest detriment. Yeah, especially with a guy who's getting old and gimpy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to endure the beatings for too much longer. He's taken a ton of them. The year they won it, he was sacked as much as any quarterback in the league, except one, if I remember right.
Well, yeah, because that's the thing. Like, he's been sacked 39 times, but he's always had high sack numbers because he always likes to hold the ball, move around in the pocket, extend plays, look for the big play.
Right.
He's never been the dink and dunk, snap and throw, quick pass guy. So what I'm interested in is, with age and eventually an erosion of some of that athletic talent and ability to keep plays open with his feet, is he going to embrace it? Like, is there going to be a coach that they hire that embraces Aaron Rodgers to do the quick screen game, the quick pass game?
Yeah, well, he doesn't have much swing in the decision. That's what Brian Gutekunst has outlined. Well, I don't know if it was Goody or if it was Mark Murphy, the CEO, who says, well, we value his opinion, but he doesn't have a say. This is basically what he told you a few weeks ago, a week or so ago.
And so that's what I'm thinking. It's like, but you know, it's how I feel about McCarthy and how I thought that offense was stuck in the relative stone ages. I feel like if someone can get Aaron Rodgers to use an offense that takes advantage of the modern NFL rules, quick passes, over the middle, get rid of the ball, the sack numbers plummet, the offensive line looks better, and his efficiency goes through the roof because he's got the arm talent still to do it. But we'll see. It. Maybe he's stubborn. Maybe he's so stubborn that he'll never embrace a new system. Bart in LaSalle is on the score. What's up, Bart?
Hey, good talking to you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
Just wanted to opine. I've watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers this year, and I don't really see the decline. Mac, you say that he doesn't move as well. He did hurt his knee in the very first game of the season, and he has moved better the last couple weeks. But arm talent, I still see the arm talent. Still the quickest release, still frozen ropes, and usually accurate. He has missed a couple throws, but he had three offensive linemen hurt last week, and he's thrown to two rookie receivers, Equanimeous St. Brown and Marquez Scanlon, who might be good someday, but I don't think they have a chemistry there. Jimmy Graham appears to be a little bit over the hill. He's lacked weapons, I believe.
I have more regard for their wideouts than a lot of other people do. I think he's pretty set there. I think the combination of Adams and Cobb when healthy is pretty respectable.
They are young though. Like to Bart's point, I mean, I thought it was a good call. You're right. I mean, he's got that Scanlon guy is a burner, and Devontae Adams, three straight seasons of double digit
Marquez
touchdowns.
Valdez Scantling, I believe.
Yeah, so
a married guy. Yesterday when somebody texted us, Danny.
It doesn't mean that he's married.
Doesn't mean that he's married. You know, I mean, that's a running joke whenever a guy takes the names of both his mom and dad. We've always said that. At least I always have, and you kind of jumped in.
Yeah, it's rubbed off on me.
Really
I like that.
Good. Speaks like it too.
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to credit it for my own line. I hope you didn't think that.
No, I didn't think that. Oh, okay, but the texter was getting mad at you over that, like you're an idiot.
No, that's a Mac line.
Yeah, we're just having fun whenever a guy. Because for the longest time, Maurice Jones-Drew was the only married guy in the league. Now there's a couple on every roster.
He was a trendsetter.
Isn't he the first married guy?
I think so. I think he's the first one in a healthy, committed relationship.
The first one I can remember who had both names.
Didn't
on the
Jacksonville
jersey?
Have a few at one point? Now I'm struggling to think of them off the top of my head, but I just remember thinking that the Jaguars had like three
had
or four. Yeah. Married dudes.
Married dudes.
They always gravitate to Jacksonville, don't they?
Why? No follow-ups. Yeah, so let's see. Can I think of a hyphenated name of an NFL player before Maurice Jones-Drew? That's the question? That's the task that you've put out there?
Yes.
That sounds like a task for the text line. Text line can come up with that one.
Go nuts, kids.
Please. 312-644-6767. Nate's on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Nate.
What's up, Nate?
Hey, so, yeah, I also wanted to comment, kind of, I guess, dovetailing off that last caller. I don't see a big decline in Rodgers' performance. He has been hurt this year. I wanted to make a comparison to Drew Brees in his early 30s, you know, as the Saints kind of were toiling a bit as a team, offensive line issues, you know, different, just various issues, you know, horrible defense that was leading to lack of wins. You could see that, you know, people were starting to talk about a decline of performance with Brees, or even I remember Brady in his early to mid 30s before he just completely took it to another level. The way these guys take care of their bodies, you know, 3-4 years from now, if Aaron Rodgers has significantly better personnel, if they've kind of got the offense figured out and got the chemistry again, he'll be, I believe, as good as he was in 2011 or 2014 when he won MVP. I don't buy a big physical decline. I mean, I've seen some runs this year where he took off looking like darn near he runs a 4.5 or 4.440. I mean, that guy is, he's still fast. He's still broken off some big runs. And the biggest thing I see is that when he escapes the pocket, there's just nobody there. It used to be that when he would roll left, roll right, you know, with Jordy Nelson, Cobb, those guys would, they'd find a way to get open on the sideline. And now when you see him roll right, it's either a run or it's a throwaway. There's just nobody getting open for him when he extends a play.
Nate, good call, man. I
Thanks,
feel you.
Nate.
Rodgers' career is remarkable. Like, I have his, like, year-by-year passing stats up. And he never has the super monster completion percentage year. Like, he's been 67, 68, 65, 66 plenty of times. But his yards per attempt is insane. It's because he doesn't take the check down.
Right.
It's never been what
That's
he
That's failure
does.
For him. That's settling at the highest level.
Exactly. Like, he has a season where he has a 9.25 yards per clip attempt. Like, and with 45 touchdowns and 6 picks, that's every time he drops back to pass, it's 9.5 yards. Like, that is an absolutely ridiculous thing. And his career touchdown to interception ratio is 336-79. Like, just,
that's crazy.
He never,
that's crazy
he
good.
He never turns the ball over.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and that'll be – everyone will talk about it, obviously, and we got all of Bears Friday tomorrow to get into it. But can the Bears defense that leads the NFL in interceptions and takeaways get some from the guy who never gives it away?
This is going to be one of a handful of things. Our listeners will be – they'll be reminded of their new favorite show on Sunday when they watch the Bears-Packers, because they'll be wondering, is Aaron Rodgers still got it? Is he on the decline? There's a bunch of other things. I'm assembling a list of things that will remind them of us come game time. Yeah, I'll share one of them with you in just a little bit. As far as the married guys go, as we like to call them, hyphenated names, Shep has come up with – before Maurice Jones-Drew, Chris Fuamatu-Maafala, as that's the earliest cited. Is that a former Steelers fullback?
Not the earliest
fullback?
Cited. I was just trying to think of.
Is that
was
a former Steelers
fullback?
Number 45?
I believe it was 45.
Chris Fuamatu-Maafala. Too many A's.
Blocking for Willie Parkers of the world and Jerome Bettis back in the day.
Willie Parker. You know
back
what he did in 40? What did he do in 40 that was special, Nick?
Set the longest rush in Super Bowl history.
You're damn right he did. How many yards was it, Nick?
Was it 74?
81.
81. It was long. That's all I remember.
It broke Marcus Allen's record of 74. That's why 74 is in your little Super Bowl noodle. That's my Super Bowl kindred right there. That's Nicky the Fish.
Texter from the 815, Kabir Baja Biamila.
That's a good one.
And that's pre-Maurice Jones-Drew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I just like seeing the names pop up, even though some of them are well after Maurice Joseph, like Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
Love that
How
guy.
How can you not enjoy a Green Ellis sighting? He was a fabulous poacher, wasn't he? A vulture in fantasy football. Didn't he get a ton of goal line opportunities?
Yes,
he get
was.
Five carries for the game, but three of them are inside the one.
One of my favorite football nicknames of all time. The Law Firm.
The Law Firm. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
That's right. That's right. I'd forgotten it.
Of course, Jason Pierre-Paul. That's much later. But yeah, you guys are doing a good job.
Pierre's his middle name, isn't it?
I have no idea. It's a hyphenated last name.
Is it hyphenated?
Yeah, it's Pierre-Paul on the back of his jersey.
It's hyphenated?
Yeah, on the back of his jersey.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. It's his middle name. Jason Pierre-Paul was just a full name guy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought he went with his full name, sure.
Okay, well, these things happen.
Mike Sims Walker. Okay, that's a good one.
Is that one hyphenated? I don't even remember.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix, that's hyphenated.
Yeah, Ha-ha Clinton Dix, happily married.
Dominic Rogers Cromartie.
So stupid.
It is.
But it's the best.
This is what we chose to do. Be stupid.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah, wrong sport. We're talking about married football players.
No.
No, no,
Kareem
no.
Abdul-Jabbar.
Come on.
UCLA running back.
Oh.
Former Miami Dolphin.
My bad.
Is that a rule to get into UCLA to play running back? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar MJD?
Well, both of us back here were like,
very
defensive. Actually a good one. That's a good one.
All right,
because that predates MJD.
Yeah, all right.
They curled up quick, didn't they?
They did. Okay.
Put him up.
I'll point a thumb. I was wrong. I forget. I went to the lesser-known Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Anyone who ran the rock in the 90s, Chep and I over here can defend their honors.
Perfect.
That's right. Madden 95 for life, my friend.
Brent Musburger will join us at 3 o'clock. It's McNeil and Parkins on the screen.
Keep track of window openings. You know, it's proven that secondhand smoke is the cancer rate. Hey, look at that, Twin Cities. It's the IDS building, the big glass one. Tallest skyscraper in the Midwest after the Sears in Chicago or John Hancock building, whatever. You never been to Minneapolis?
Nope.
Would it kill you to say something?
I did.
No. It's the first thing you've said in the last 4 hours. That's a fountain of conversation, man. That's a geyser. I mean, whoa, Teddy, stand back, man.
Big birthday day today. Steve Buscemi is 61. And terrible Ted Nugent, the Motor City Madman, celebrating birthday number 70 today also. Great weight room music in the 70s. I know Buscemi is one of your all-time faves.
I love Buscemi. Yes. I didn't know if you had more on Ted Nugent or if you were going to play the guitar. I didn't want to step on a post.
Right, right. No postage here. No,
okay,
he doesn't sing. He doesn't sing Where the Damn anyway when he does sing. He can play guitar. He should...
Buscemi's incredible. I've always loved his range, whether it's like the smallest cameo in a Sandler flick, like, you know, the Big Daddy in his love of McDonald's as the homeless guy on the side of the road, to Tony Blundetto in The Sopranos, and he just fits in. Like, I mean, that's a major star to be introduced in the middle of that show.
Yeah.
And then he's incredible for a long character arc. And then out of it, HBO lets him carry Boardwalk Empire.
Right.
And he does that for 5 seasons. And it's like, oh my God. So two different gangster roles with the same network back to back. And then not to mention, obviously, 24 movies, Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, you know. Fargo, one of my favorites. So when you look like that, you have to be able to act.
Yes.
You got to have, I mean, the amount of courage you have to go into that as a craft when you look like that. He sees himself in the mirror every morning.
Yeah, sure. Not the stereotypical Hollywood leading man.
No. He doesn't get the Brad Pitt roles. He never did.
And that's why that was when he got Boardwalk Empire. It was like, man, HBO was going to let this guy who's always was kind of like supporting actor or ensemble cast, he's going to carry this major show. Like, I think they spent more money on that show than they had anyone other for in terms of a startup. Like, they ended up spending a ton of money on The Sopranos and Sex and the City and all that. But like, in terms of a startup show, I was like, man, they're putting it behind Steve Buscemi, and he was brilliant.
Yeah, Buscemi, one of this show's faves for a lot of reasons. And Ted Nugent, I don't want to say too much. I did enjoy meeting Ted Nugent. Mike North and I did not speak for a handful of months in 2000. Yeah, I think it was 2000 or 99. But he knew it was. He knew that when I was a kid, I really liked Ted Nugent's music. And he and Jiggins. No, it was just Mike. Mike had Nugent in the studio, so he walked him into my office so I could. So I could at least meet Ted Nugent. And I thought that was showing me a solid, even though we hadn't spoken a word in 3 or 4 months.
Wow.
I'm on the phone with my buddy Roman Madrowski, now with ESPN. Hold on a second. I got to call you back, Mo. Ted Nugent just walked in my office. And the Nuge was super cool, but I could do without his politics. I could do without a lot of things that are part of the Nuge thing. But, man, that dude was a fun guitar player. Great weight room music when you're a teenager.
That's awesome. And that was cool of Mike. Why weren't you guys talking at the time?
It's not important.
Okay.
Is it?
No. I was just curious. I mean, 3 months for coworkers of your guys' stature to not talk is significant. No, I was.
Wednesdays at 4.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Wednesdays at 4.
There we go.
I've been over it before. I held him accountable for station changes when.
Gotcha.
Even though he, you know, even if he did engineer it, I was mad at the wrong guy. I should have been mad at management for acquiescing.
And then
we didn't speak for a number of months.
Well, that'll happen. I'd be remiss also if I did not mention the tremendous performance in the cinematic masterpiece that was snubbed in all the award shows of Con Air. I mean, Steve Buscemi also with just a...
That's right. He had a piece of Con Air.
Spectacular
right.
role.
Like Hannibal Lecter, who got the mask on and everything.
Wore her face across 3 states or whatever. Yeah. And then that the kid at the end, I'm like, oh, no, did he kill that little girl? Yeah. And then he makes out rolling the dice.
Another birthday worth noting, Jamie Foxx is celebrating a birthday today. You're a big Jamie Foxx guy. I strongly encourage anybody who likes films that skew to the dark to check out Law Abiding Citizen. I mentioned it when Dan and Connor were here. Jamie Foxx, as the district attorney in the city of Philadelphia, which is in peril because there's a very skilled high-tech war freak named Clyde, played by, why am I struggling to remember his name? This has been happening a lot lately. Gerard Butler.
Jamie
Foxx was just terrific in that film. I loved him in that film. It's very, very dark and features the all-time worst torture scene that I've ever seen. I can't watch it. I have to fast forward through it and turn my head for 12 seconds.
Wow, really?
Back. Yes, yes.
It's look away bad. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I think he'd be my pick. I've said this before. If you're doing who's the most talented person, like in terms of they can do it all. They can act, they can sing, they can dance, they can do comedy, they can do impressions. Jamie Foxx is my number one pick. Like he could sell out the United Center singing or doing comedy. He's got a best picture or a best actor performance for Ray. He's a Grammy Award winner. He's a music collaborator, hip-hop.
Yeah, like there are very few people who check all those boxes like Jamie Foxx. Justin Timberlake is among them. Hugh Jackman is among them.
Yeah.
And who else? Anybody else?
There's not many.
And I love Seth MacFarlane, but I'm not ready to go that far.
Well, and Timberlake's great and has acted, but does Timberlake have anything in his acting profile that's close to Jamie Foxx's Ray?
No. I'm not saying he does.
Well, so I guess that's kind of my point.
Like
the high level that Jamie Foxx has achieved in so many different genres is fairly insane. And then if you want to just do a YouTube rabbit hole, just do Jamie Foxx impressions.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
He does these impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Like, his vocal talent is insane. Like, I'm not a Fallon guy, but he goes and he does that Wheel of Impressions thing.
Mm-hmm.
He can do them with presidents and just, like, speaking parts, or he does them with music acts.
Mm-hmm.
And he will sing at it blew my mind. And obviously, I have no musical talent, but
he's very talented.
Very, very talented.
You just leave it at that. He's very talented.
All right, fine. I'm just a big Jamie Foxx guy.
I get it.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Yeah, happy birthday, Richard Dent, the Colonel, the Sack Man. Happy birthday to Richard Dent. Christopher Plummer, the actor, singer, is 89 today. Christopher Plummer played the captain in A Sound of Music.
Okay.
And it's worth noting because during the filming of A Sound of Music, he actually had intimate relations with the young woman who was playing his daughter in the film, the very attractive Lisa.
I did not know that.
Lisa was her name. She was the oldest of his daughters. of all of his children, the Von Trapp family singers, and they actually had got down to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
The more you know.
Quite the thing.
That is the daughter the of the
next,
movie? Yeah.
Right, the next time I saw A Sound of Music after learning that, looked at it in a completely different fashion.
Still alive? 89 and kicking?
Yeah. That's why we celebrate a birthday for him today, 89 years
that's
old.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. We used to celebrate birthdays of dead people, but then we made an executive decision on the show.
Yeah. And Dick Van Dyke, great American television personality, is also celebrating a birthday today. We have a rich birthday day. We've had a shortage of them. It's been a famine of big birthdays lately, so today we get five or six of them worth noting.
Coming up next, Brent Musburger on the dysfunction with the Raiders, who his pick is for Bears Packers, and his bet of the week. Big Game Brent next on The Score.
Boy, are you fat.
What'd you say?
Reginald Van Gleason III.
Boy, are you fat.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.